This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 18th. Well, we got the same issues in cattle as we do in wheat in particular, with the massive cold front dipping way down into Texas and wreaking havoc not only for the crops but creating some serious stress for livestock across, from the northern plains all the way down to the far southern plains and stretching into the Midwest as well. Cattle movement is basically at a standstill. Packing plants have slowed way down. Cargill announced this morning that they would have three of their plants shut down, one at Fort Worth, one in Round Rock, and one in Waco. So just to give some idea of how far south this goes. And obviously it's stressing cattle. Those in the feed yards, they're just not putting on much weight. They're basically just on a maintenance, trying to keep them alive. So there's not too much interest in marketing, and even the packing plants as far as boxed beef, moving out boxed beef, it's just the transportation is just too difficult. So boxed beef values have shot up in response to that. In the last couple days, we're up almost $5 on the choice. We went from about 232, now we're at 238, up $6 on the choice. And for select, it just in the last couple days, we've gone from about 222 to 226. So pretty sharp sharp increase there as well. Movement has slowed way down. 78 loads moved on Tuesday, 70 loads moved on Wednesday. That's about half of what you normally see. So we got a serious disruption going on in the cattle space. It's going to be more of a short-term thing. And, the weather looks like it's going to warm up down there and actually be above normal coming into next week. So we should be able to put this behind us and get things back to normal. But the outweights are probably going to take a hit here. They already were starting to decline simply because of very high feed grain costs. This is just going to put another, layer on top of that of cost. And I think they're just going to move out cattle at some pretty light weights. So this all will contribute to a drop in beef production, and at least per animal, where we do expect marketings to be higher than normal or higher than we were a year ago simply because of the placement patterns. But that hasn't really materialized. So either A, we're just backing up cattle, and as we come out of this weather event, you're going to see just a surge in numbers coming into the market. Or the numbers just aren't there. My guess is the numbers are indeed there. We saw them in the placement numbers, but that the weights are going to be down. So that will help mitigate some of the beef production issues. I still think that the seasonal pattern will hold this year as we rally, looking for it to rally into mid-March to early April. The market has reached its upside targets, at least on the June cattle. The front months have not quite done that, but I think we're still going to be able to reach that. So we'll get a pullback here would be my guess, and then we'll take another run in those normal seasonal patterns. So I don't think all is lost here. If you're going to be shorting something or getting some hedges on, I'd be looking at the Junes on back. I think the Aprils still have a shot of one more push to the upside. But we're reaching our targets. We want to be careful about getting too bullish here, even though the fundamentals are still fairly solid. We're looking at an economy that's recovering. We're going to be seeing huge stimulus in the economy, and we're headed into the best beef consumption time period of the year with the grilling season just around the corner. So these are all very bullish components. And at the same time, we should be getting into numbers that are more manageable and a little bit tighter. And it's going to be coming on outweights that are probably starting to decline. So there's a lot of reasons to think that, if nothing else, the cash prices will hold strong and steady as we work our way through March and even have a good shot of working higher. But beyond that, I think we have to be careful. We're going to be running into heavier placements again. It just depends on what corn prices and what the crop does this summer as far as Midwest growing season. And it's anybody's guess for that. The long-range weather forecast suggests above-normal temperatures across the entire country throughout the whole year, and especially the summer, but even much above normal temperatures in the western part of the country, along the southern region, and up into the eastern Midwest and along the eastern seaboard. So I think the odds are increased of production, a higher production risk than normal this year. And so that obviously would be berries for the feeder cattle, and I think ultimately, initially, probably berries for live cattle because there's going to be a reluctance to feed them. They're going to be looking for the heavyweight cattle. The other thing is, if indeed you got this storm that came through, if indeed created as much winter kill as some weather guys are suggesting, you're not going to have as much grazing available in the spring as we typically see on winter wheat pastures. So that's something to keep in mind, that if those acres have been lost because of winter kill, the demand for your calves is going to, I think, take a hit in the spring. When normally, if you have good rains, good moisture conditions, and good winter wheat growth, you see demand for calves be fairly strong into early May as they get animals placed on pasture, and then they're pretty much done for the summer. But there's a good chance we're not going to see that this year. And so I think feeder cattle are the most at risk here. For that reason, for the reason of, I just think corn and soybeans and wheat are still in a bull market. We're looking at dry conditions continuing in Argentina as that crop heads into pollination. So there's a lot of bullish components, and of course demand has just been stellar, and we don't look for that to really back off from China. They're either going to buy it from South America or from the United States. But if Brazil's corn crop is delayed because of a delay in soybean harvest, that just pushes more demand to the US during the summer. And also, the same situation with Argentina. Dryness there is going to, shave back their yields. That just keeps demand coming for U.S. corn, which is already in a very tight situation, tight supply situation. So I still think the row crops in particular have a very strong underlying bull market going on that will last well into the growing season here. And that feeder cattle are going to take a hit because of that. And I look for live cattle to probably start working their way lower into the summer as well. So that's not going to offer much support to the feeder cattle space. So that's the most at risk. We're looking for feeders to be supported from what I expect to be a strong live cattle market into mid-March to early April. But beyond that, I just think there's more risk to the downside than the upside. And if we get that rally into mid-March, time to be putting on some hedges in the feeder cattle space, just to at least get us through the summer and probably into the early fall. And one more thing, we do have a cattle on feed report out on Friday. We're looking for total on feed numbers as of February 1st to be about 1% higher than a year ago. January placements to be steady with a year ago, and January marketings to be about 5% below a year ago. That report will be released after the close on tomorrow. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.